If you have any questions, then at the end of the class, you know, just take note of the questions and then I can answer your questions.
好，你们可以把你们有的问题写在这个笔记上，然后或者拿任何地方，等到我们课结束的时候，我们再一起问。
And something else I need to mention, because we're recording this, you have to try to be very still so that the chairs don't squeak.
不好意思，因为我们在录音的时候，那个叽叽喳喳的椅子声很容易录进去，所以他希望大家尽量不要动。我是觉得这个椅子你只要往后坐一点。就比较不会造成噪音。
Okay, and also the phone should be muted on silent.
然后请大家手机要关没声，无声。
I was teaching that there will be believers in these armies that are attacking the Jews.
因为我们现在讲到的就是在所有的基督徒被提之后，哦，那七年的大灾难时期，会有大军，就是人这个地球世界上的各大军队全部会跑去。想要把那个犹太人都杀光光，但是这里面，在大军里面，其实也有已经相信了耶稣基督，已经是基督徒的。
It's no different from you having believers, Christians, in Hitler's Nazi Party, which was very anti-Semitic.
你不要觉得很意外，其实只要想在纳粹时期，其实有很多都是有这些纳粹党的人都是基督徒哦，可是他们却。这么恨犹太人，要把犹太人杀光光。
Okay, but the fact is, these people are ignorant because they don't know the Bible doctrine. They haven't learned doctrine.
而这些基督徒呢，他们根本就是完全是无知的。他们其实并没有认真的去读圣经，读懂圣经。
You don't know about anti-Semitism, which means being against the Jews as a Christian, unless you study it. Some Christians are actually against the Jews.
你要先了解很多人因为他没有真的读懂圣经所以这些基督徒他却是非常痛恨而且 是对抗犹太人的。
But we're told, for example, in Genesis 12:3, there's a promise that God has said to Abraham, whoever blesses you will be blessed, whoever curses you will be cursed.
就像在创世纪第十二章第三节里面我们天父有告诉亚伯拉罕只要是祝福你的都会被天父祝福，当诅咒你的，诅咒亚伯拉罕的就会被诅咒。所以这在创世纪十二章第三节讲得很清楚。
God made this promise to Abraham because he knew that Satan would be out to attack the Jews for the reason I described on Sunday.
天父是知道撒旦会想办法把犹太人都杀光的。
But the point that I'm trying to make here is that on Sunday when I was teaching about the Armageddon, about the armies fighting Israel, I said they were unbelievers. I knew there's going to be some believers in there, but I didn't want to get too distracted by the topic.
他讲这一段主要是因为礼拜天他在提到这一段历史的时候，就是大灾难的这一段历史的时候，他是用这些大军全部都是非信徒会来杀犹太人。这样子去讲，但他那样讲的时候，他只是不想要去解释这么多，所以军队里面还有一些信徒，他不想花那么多时间去讲，所以他就先一语带过。但他还是希望，有的时候我们要理解，很多时候他后面会回来讲这些事情。
Okay, but because I was trying to teach about how Satan motivates people to attack the Jews, I didn't want to get distracted by a side issue.
他因为他那一段，他重点是要讲说，撒旦是会去。特别去鼓励一般人去对抗犹太人。
Okay, and I'm explaining these things because sometimes it might look like we're adding stuff or we're taking stuff out. But this is what I'm saying. Bible doctrine or the study of Bible doctrine is a long and slow process. We can't teach everything in 1 hour.
好，所以呢，我们的每一次的课都不长，所以呢，有时候讲的东西不够细，不要让。你们有所误会，最好的方法就是大家要一直来上课。
Okay, and ultimately, if you want to grow spiritually, you need to be able to commit yourself to the study of doctrine.
所以呢，想要让我们的灵命成长，很重要的事情是我们要把我们自己真的投入好好的研经的这个事情。
Okay, and sometimes the teacher might teach, we say erroneously, teach a bit incorrectly.Or maybe you think he's teaching incorrectly when he's not. But one concept you have to understand is that Bible doctrine is never wrong.
我们要理解圣经永远不会错。好，所以有时候我们拿一些小小的这个讲不清楚的一个概念的时候，圣经绝对是正确。
Okay, and one other thing I need to mention about my personal teaching style is that despite the fact that I have like a PPT slide and we try to follow it, often I want to bring in other points. So I go off on what we say as a tangent. I go into other topics.
以他的这个教学的习惯来讲，因为他会先把做成 PPT， 但所以他在讲什么的时候都是会旁征博引到别的地方去。
So I'm not very organized in terms of teaching note by note or point by point.
那有时候就不会 一直按着一点一点的这样去讲。
You know, I admire these pastors and teachers that they have everything written down perfectly and they go through note one, note two, note three. That's quite an achievement, I think, and to be able to stick to the notes.
他说有些牧师他很欣赏是人家要教的东西全部都先写下来了，所以他就不会跑出一些即兴的东西，那他本身是比较会即兴的去加一些东西。
For me, that's not my style. I've tried and I just can't do it.
他就不会 那样做对不对？他很想要这样做，但 他的个人的风格不是这样。
The other thing in the classroom we're dealing with is a translator as well.
另外一件事情就是课程里面还有一些是跟翻译有关。
And I've done translating before myself from English into Thai, for example. It's very, very difficult.
那他自己呢也帮另外一位牧师从英文去翻成泰文。
Yeah, you have to expect that with translations, it's very difficult and very tiring for the translator.
那所以其实翻译这件事情是很不容易做的，也很让人疲惫的。
Okay, and there's a lot of different concepts and terminology, for example, that Serena needs to learn as well.
对，就是因为里面有很多的主要的一些概念啊，或者是一些说法，那包括我也不熟悉，所以我也在学习。
So this is something else that you need to consider as you're listening. It's a great blessing if you can understand the English and the Chinese as well, and then you can get both sides of it.
对，所以如果你是英文本来也就不错的话，那就很棒，就可以同时听英文，然后又再听中文一次。
And actually, I always encourage my students, you know, if they're learning English, to really stick with the English and keep learning it to get to a level where they could then take these books and learn from a native speaker of English.
好，就所以如果会英文的人，就尽量努力的听英文，然后从英文里面做这个学习，包括那本书里面也尽量是读他英文的原文。
Yeah, at the moment, the best country in the world, as far as distributing doctrine and producing doctrinal materials, is the United States of America.
他说，其实在全球来讲，目前在教导这些研经的内容最好的地方就是美国。
It's been that way for about 200 years now.
从在200年前到现在，他们都一直都很努力的做这一件事。
Okay, and so English really is the language of Bible study for this time of history.
所以在整个历史上面来讲哦，学习圣经的最好的语言就是英文，因为这么多的圣经学者都是以英文的方式在研经。
Okay, so I think that's the points that I just wanted to cover. Again, yeah, if there are some points of doctrine which you don't understand or you don't quite believe, maybe you heard something else that's a little bit different, you don't stop learning doctrine.
好，所以你如果听到我们的解经有跟别人不太一样，你有一点点怀疑，不要担心，你要还是要很努力的学下去。
You don't say that's not true. What you do is you say, for now I can't accept that or I don't believe that.
好，你千万不要对自己说这个是错的。你只能说好，我们要继续研究下去。
It's like a person hearing the gospel message. And when you give the gospel message to an unbeliever, they say, I don't believe that. That's wrong. Well, we know it's not wrong. Just maybe they need another chance later on.
Yeah, 因为我们有时候去对一些不相信不信主的人去解释一些福音的时候，他们会说哦那不对。好，那但是我们都是信主的人，所以我们不会说这个不对，我们只是说诶我们还要再更了解。
And one other point I want to mention at the moment, see our recent classes, this is a study of the angelic conflict. And some people might be saying, well, what applications can I make right now? You know, a lot of our students in China, they're stuck in their homes and there's a lot of fear about the coronavirus.
像我们这一次目前整个主题是在讲天使的征战。好，那我们会想要想到现在的状况，包括我们其他的一些同学都在大陆那边，他们正在对抗这个病毒。
They say, I can't be thinking about this satanic conflict or you know, this war going on in heaven right now and what's happening between God and Satan. I'm just trying to stay alive.
大家都在想的是说，我怎么会去理什么天使的征战这样子的事情，我只想要活着下去，能够活下去就好了。
But if you've been studying doctrine for a while and we've taught on subjects, for example, how you can apply faith to every situation to be happy and know that God is in control. You're applying the word of God in your circumstances, you know that God is in control and then you can be happy. The happiness comes from knowing that God is in control.
其实我们在这个时候就是要运用我们对上帝对整个天父的信心，要我们相信所有的事情，我们的天父都是在他的控制下的。
And God has called us to be witnesses that we are going to be faithful to His word in all circumstances.
就是我们必须要顺服，而且相信服于他所说的这个所有的话语。
Under all circumstances.
在所有的状况下。
And not just when people are healthy and when there's a good environment and the economy is prosperous.
绝对不能够说哦，我是很健康，然后环境都很好，然后整个经济也很棒的情况下，我才相信。
Yeah, this time of adversity, which means yeah, there's a lot of problems going on, especially for people that have been affected by the coronavirus. This is the time where they need to be strong as witnesses.
好，我们在这个大灾难的时候，好，我们可能很多人甚至有一些已经感染了。在这时候我们更要非常的强壮的去当一个很强有力的上帝的见证人。
Yeah, a weak Christian at a time when there's adversity, they say, Oh God, help me, and God, I don't know what to do, and God, why are you making all these problems for us?
有的时候我们碰到灾难的时候，我们是真的呼天喊地的跟上帝说，你为什么要创造这些困难的大问题给我们？
God, this is not fair.
这样是不公平的啊，上帝。
I've been stuck in my house for 3 weeks now.
我已经在我的家里面被关了三个礼拜了。
The government's not telling us what's going on.
然后上那个政府不告诉我们到底发生了什么事。
My neighbors are dying and I could be next.
那我的邻居死了，我可能是下一个。
God, did you just, why have you forgotten me, God?
上帝，你怎么忘了我呢？
That's not the attitude that a Christian should have.
这不是一个基督徒该有的态度。
God is looking for witnesses who, under a time of absolute stress, are going to say, God, thank you for your word, thank you for your provisions, thank you for this day that you've given to me.
好，上帝期待的是在这种灾难的情况下，我们还是一样可以感谢上帝，感谢上帝给我们的这些话语，给我们的所有的机会。
Thank you that there are people that are trying to take control of the situation.
然后感谢上帝让那些人企图要把状况控制下来。
And we pray for our leaders, we pray for the doctors and nurses that they could have wisdom and how to deal with this.
然后我们要感谢我们的领袖，也感谢那些护士、医生们，他们都尽可能的用他们的智慧来控制这个疫情。
And pray for the neighbors. You know, those neighbors that are suffering as well, maybe they even lost people, they need to hear the gospel message and they want to hear the gospel message.
然后我们甚至应该要为我们的邻居祷告，好，甚至我们要给他，在这个机会要给他这方面的福音祝福。
When people are facing death, that's when they will seek the truth.
当人面对死亡的时候，他真正是在寻找真理的机会。
And that's why this is a great opportunity for Christians, like Christians in China and all around the world, actually.
所以在全部在中国或者世界上，所有的这些来讲，都是我们在传福音的好机会。
Yeah, because people are scared and they're looking for answers.
因为所有的人都在害怕，而他们在寻找到底答案是什么。
But I've thought about these concepts before, and we do have the book, for example, like The Faith Breast Life, which teaches you how you can take the word of God and you apply it to your circumstances so that you can be happy.
因为我们有一个操练哈，是叫做信靠恩典，然后生活。那这样的一个操练，其实是在基督徒每天都要做的。
But really, that's what we would call sort of like basic fundamental doctrine. You need to be able to do that. You need to learn how to have stability in your soul in order that you can grow to be a witness in the angelic appeal trial. So that's a basic sort of a doctrine.
好，这是在整个我们的研经里面的最基础的东西。
If you cannot maintain peace in your soul in times of adversity, you cannot be a witness.
你如果不能够在我们在碰到灾难的时候保持一个心灵的一个平安的话，我们就没有办法做天父上帝的见证人。
And faith which is really the word of God, faith needs to be applied. So when we're walking by faith or living by faith, what that means is you're applying the word of God to your circumstances.
什么叫做信? 这个信念的信, 其实是, 就是在于我们可以把上帝的话语真正的用在我们的生活中。
See, in Romans 10:17, it says, faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of Jesus Christ.
罗马书第10章17节就特别提到, 所谓的信是来自于我们听到上帝的话语。
So as you're learning the word of God, your faith is becoming stronger and stronger.
当你学习上帝的话越来越多的时候,你的信念就会越来越强。
And your faith needs to be tested.
而你的信念,你的相信是需要被测试,会被测试的。
So when you're being tested, really what that means is that the word of God, as much as you know in your soul, that's what's being tested. The word of God is under trial. So it's the word of God that's actually being tested, but it's in your soul.
好,所以所谓的测试是什么呢? 是在根本它就是在测试我们魂里面所吸收到的上帝的话语。
So if you don't have the word of God in your soul, then you're going to fail your tests.
如果我们的魂里面没有上帝的话语, 那我们在所有碰到的这些试探啊什么的, 就一定会失败。
Now jumping forward to the angelic conflict, I mentioned the other day that Satan is trying to prove God to be a liar, or that God is unjust and unrighteous.
好,所以呢, 就回到讲这个天使的征战。 其实呢,很清楚的是,在天使的征战的整个过程,撒旦就是想要证明天父,我们上帝是错的,上帝是不公,不义的。Okay,
to review from the other day, remember I made the statement that Satan is trying to prove God to be an unjust judge, that he's not capable, he's not qualified to be a good judge.
在我们复习一下之前讲的,就是说撒旦他其实就要用各种方法来证明我们的上帝是不公平的法官。Because
if he can prove that God is not a righteous judge, that means that Satan can win the appeal trial and he doesn't have to go to the lake of fire.
他只要能够证明我们的天父是一个不公正的法官的话,他就可以,撒旦就可以 不需要去服刑,因为他已经被判刑,他判刑要去火海,在火湖里面了。所以他要证明这个判决是不公的。Okay,
so it's really, it's God's thinking that's also on trial, but God's thinking is the word of God. That, see, the Bible is God's thinking.
圣经就是上帝的话语,所以实际上上帝的话语正在被法庭做审判哦,因为我们是这个证人。
So that's how we can be witnesses, is we take on the thinking of God, and then we're tested, and by doing so, really it's the word of God being tested. Is the word of God righteous? Is it just? Is it truth?
所以呢,我们说是我们在被测试,但实际上是上帝的话语在被测试,就是这个上帝的话语是不是真的是公平公义的?
And it has to be tested under pressure.
而且所谓的这个测试就是要在压力下做测试。
Yeah, whether it's the pressure of great blessings, we talked about prosperity testing.
所谓的测试呢,有两种,
two kinds. Yeah, two kinds.
一种呢,是所谓丰盛的测试。
So, you know, like in the first chapter of Job, we see that God was blessing Job, and then Satan said, well, Job is worshipping you because you've blessed him.
好,第一个就是讲到约伯记。约伯在他前面 的日子其实是非常丰盛的,然后结果呢,撒旦就去跟天父说,这样子不公平,你这样的这种状态怎么能够称之为他是对,他真的是顺服于你呢?
We see that Job passed his test, because God had blessed him and Job was still faithful to God. That means Job passed the prosperity test.
好,在约伯记的前两章,特别提到就是在当 约伯他日子过得非常丰盛,非常好的时候,他其实都还是心归于主的,还是顺服于主的,所以他等于是已经通过了所谓的丰盛的测试。He
didn't get distracted by his wealth or his great family or his perfect health.
他那时候是有很好的家庭,很棒的,很富足的事业,然后他的身体也很好。
He didn't feel guilty about all his wealth.
他也不会觉得他的财富让他觉得非常罪恶。
Some Christians feel guilty when God starts to bless them with lots of money.
有很多的基督徒当他们非常富足的时候他们会觉得蛮罪恶的。
I'll give you an example. I knew a missionary, a Korean missionary in Chiang Mai, and one person saw all the work that he was doing for the church, and they tried to give him a car, because at the time you didn't have a car, you only had a motorbike.
好，他举个例来讲，有一位韩国的传教士，他到清迈，泰国清迈去传教，就他做了非常非常多的这个事情，就后来就有人捐给他了一台车，因为他原来没有车，只有这个摩托车。
And him and his wife had to go everywhere on a motorbike. So whether it was raining during the wet season and up in the mountains, he was always riding around on his motorbike.
然后他在只有摩托车的状况下，他跟他太太就一天到晚。不论下大雨刮风他都要骑着摩托车到各个乡下去传道。
And apparently this fairly wealthy Christian tried to give him a car and the man said, no, I can't take this car because it'll make it look like I'm not a missionary. He was guilty, he did not want to take the car. Because,
然后就有一位很有钱的这个基督徒就想送他一辆车但是这个韩国传教士他是完全不敢收。因为他觉得说如果他收了有车可以开的话，他就不像是一个清苦的传教士。
It was like God was trying to bless him through this business person to give him the car. And he was saying, I don't want God's blessing.
其实是上帝要祝福他，用经由这一位有钱的基督徒来祝福他，但是他却不敢收。
So he failed the prosperity test because he couldn't even get the prosperity, I guess.
所以在某一件事所以这件事就有点证明了是他在丰盛的这个测试中他失败了。
Okay, and then apart from the prosperity testing, you have adversity testing, and the word of God will be tested under the pressure of adversity.
那另外一种测试呢就是丰盛之外的另外测试就是灾难的测试。那也就是说在你的生活中充满压力下你就会得到的测试。
And you find in your life that you have some days where you feel like, you know, things are going really well and other days or even for whole long periods, like now, where the adversity doesn't seem to stop, it just goes on day by day by day.
好你 有些日子过得很好有些日子过得很差那而且过得差的日子一天又一天一直好像没完没了。
But the fact of the matter is, whatever the circumstances are, you're expected to be faithful to the word, which means you're faithful to God.
但是无论在什么样的状况下，你都一样的是依靠着上帝的话语在生活。
It shouldn't matter what your circumstances are. Your circumstances are always going to change. But God is immutable, which means God doesn't change, and His word doesn't change. His promises are always the same.
好，不论我们的所有的周遭状况有什么变化，上帝是不会变的，上帝的话语是不会变的。
Okay, and that's what we're expected to prove.
这就是我们被期待我们能够去证明的。
Okay, we'll just stop for a break now, I guess. If we stop for 5 minutes, then we'll
come back. 好，我们休息五分钟。Okay.